Erevin, per Gimel Mishnevav, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yontuf HaSomach LeShabbos, when Yontuf comes next to Shabbos, Bein Milfaneh, Bein Mila Achareh, doesn't matter which comes first, whether it's in front or after Shabbos, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvin, person can make two Eruvin, Va'omer, and he can say the following, Eruvei HaRishon LeMizrach, the first day, whatever that is, whether it's Shabbos or Yontuf, the Eruv is going to be to the east, Va'Sheni LeMarav, and on the second day, whether the second day is Shabbos or Yontuf, the Erev is going to be on the west. So it's going to come out that on the first day, he can go from his town 4,000 amas eastward. Then let's say he gets back to his town. And then the second day, he can go 4,000 amas to the west. Because on the second day, whether that day is Shabbos or Yontif, at the time before the second day, at the time of Bein HaShemashos before the second day, the Erev is on the west side. So now his Shvisa was now in a different place. So he had two different places of residence. The first day he had his place of residence was all the way to the east, was 2,000 amas to the east of his town. And on the second day, his place of residence was 2,000 amas to the west of where he was. Harishon lemarav, vasheni lemizrach, or vice versa. First day is to the west, second day is to the east. Eruvei harishon, vasheni kibnei iri. Or he made an eruv for the first day, and on the second day he wanted to just hang out in his city, like the people of the city. Or eruvei hasheni varishon kibnei iri. Or the second day, the Eruv would be whether it was the east or the west. But on the first day, it would be like the people of a city. All of these things are okay. You can do this. However, Chacham disagree. Now, the reason Rabbi Eliezer allowed all of this is because Rabbi Eliezer held that Yontif and Shabbos are two different Kedushos. And because they're Shtei Kedushos, they're not connected at all agabe this. And therefore, you can do this. They're two separate days. However, Chacham disagreed, and they said that Yontif and Shabbos, they didn't hold that it's for sure one Kedushin, like one long day, but they were misupik because there is a tzad that there were choshesh that maybe it is like one long day, and you should be choshesh for that. And therefore, because of that, they held Marav Lurach Achas. You have to put your Erev on one side, whether it's the east or the west, or just the city. Oh, Enu Ma'arav Kol Iker. Or don't do any Erev at all. O Ma'arav L'Shnei Yamim, you also have to make the Erev for 2 days. You can't do one day one type of Erev, and a second day a different type or no Erev. Rather, you have to be Ma'arav for 2 days. O Einu Ma'arav Kol Iker, or don't be Ma'arav at all. So like Rav explains, you can't do two different areas. Do like the east on the first day. Let's say the first day was Shabbos. Don't do east on Shabbos, and then the west on the second day, which is Yontif, because maybe Yontif and Shabbos is really one long day, and therefore you can only go in one direction. But on the other tzad, if you do hold it's one long day, we're going to see in the future that if the Erev was actually eaten on the first day, you can't go there on the second day because maybe it didn't work for the second day because maybe it's two separate days. In other words, if it was one long day, if you were kind of the Shvisa Erev the first day, which is really one long day, so it would work for the whole Shabbos and Yontif afterwards, or Yontif and Shabbos afterwards. But if considered two separate days, then each day you need to place the Erev and be kind of the Shvisa before that day. So therefore, if the Erev is lost after the first day, and you held that it's two separate days, then it wouldn't be kind of. So we're going to see that the Chum held that too. There were Machmer in both scenarios. So Kate said Yasa, the Mishnah says. So according to the Chum, what should he do? Molicho Berishon. He should put it there on the first day. And wait for it to get dark, and therefore the Shvisa is kinda. So let's say the first day is Yontif, that's the case in the Mishnah. So then take the Erev, and have the Erev go with you. Because we're afraid, why should you take the Erev? Because make sure you don't lose this Erev. Because if you lose the Erev, you're going to have a problem on the second day. Because we have to be Machmer for that Tzad too. And then, B'sheni, the second day, which is Shabbos, Machshecha Olav, bring the Erev to that same place. Because remember, we have to be machmer that it's one kedusha, so it has to be in that same place, va'ochlo. And then, after it gets dark, when it's Shabbos, then you can eat the Erev, because now it was kind of for the Shvisa for the second day, which is Shabbos. V'nimtza mistaker ba'lichaso u'mistaker be'ruvo. You benefited that you can walk tomorrow, which is Shabbos, and you're also benefited that you are able to eat it on Shabbos and get another mitzvah. Now, why do you have to be so careful with this piece of bread? According to Chum, why shouldn't you just be able to take another piece of bread and put it in the same place on the second day? So there they say, the Rav explains, it'd be a problem of hachana. Because if I would take a second piece of bread that was never designated as an Erev, let's say the second day was Shabbos, so I'd be preparing on Yontif for Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. That's why they were very careful to guard the bread and take it with them. However, Nechol Berishon, but what if what happened, it was eaten on the first day, Eruv Lirishon, so that for sure worked the first day, Ve'eno Eruv L'Sheni, but it would not work for the second day, because they're Machmer the Chamar, that maybe it's Shtei Kedushos, and therefore, the second day needed an Erev, Bein HaShemashos, and you didn't have it. Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer, Moedim atem li shein shtei kedushos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you see, you agree to me that there are two kedushos. You agree to me that if you would lose it, that it wouldn't work for the second day. So obviously you held that there's two kedushos. However, like the Rav explains, the Chum held that's true. They were choshesh that it's two kedushos, but they were also choshesh that it's kedusha achas, that it's one kedusha. And because there's a chshash that it's one kedusha, they went l'chumra that way too, that you couldn't have an Erev in one direction one day and in another direction the other day. Because maybe the first day's Erev was an Erev for both Shabbos and Yontif, and it was considered one long day.